The final score was Harlequins 56, City of Derry 17, outscoring them by 7-2. It was Harlequins that took the lead early on when their number 8, Tony Manis, drove over from a line-out. Then Derry took the lead for the first and only time when centre David Graham got over. He converted his own score. But McKenzie then with a penalty took it to 8-7. And then just before half-time, there was another try from centre Mark Glover. McKenzie converting, and he then kicked a penalty. Derry missed the penalty, but then just before half-time, at half-time, the score was 18-12. Benner has it, brought it back to 23-12, and then there was Gerald Doherty, 23-17, as I said. That was how the nearest that Derry got to that one. And then there was further four tries from Harlequins. From there, Conor McCauley, he completed two tries and two replacements, Thomas Gallagher and Christine Benison, they got over. Glover then got the final score, and that was his second of the game. McKenzie converted three to make it 56 points to 17. But really, so Derry's last away game, and I'm sure next week when Wanderers come up, because they are still in the promotion playoffs, they will probably be looking to get points as well from that game. So at this moment in time, I mean, City Derry, have only got 1 point, that losing bonus point last week against Sunday's Weld. The team today, again, at times played very spirited, but their naivety at line-out, they let Harlequins dictate the line-out. They didn't see who the ball was supposed to be going to. And my biggest criticism would really be that in the rolling maul, if you don't put eight men in against eight, you have no chance of stopping that maul. And Harlequins just kept it going. And then when they released the ball, of course, their backs were on the front foot. The Derry backs were backpedaling. And it's nearly impossible to tackle it going backwards, as we all know. But again, a good spell at times, Kenny. But there's a lot of work to be done for next year. Obviously, Derry now down into Division 2C. And certainly over the summer, a bit of recruitment will have to be done. But technically, they're going to have to get a lot more players, and they're going to have to strengthen up the pack, because the pack are just not strong enough to withstand a good technical pack. It might sound rather critical from my point of view, but really, I try to see the pluses in it, but I mean, there's no point saying that they were unlucky. You're not unlucky, Kenny, when you're beaten by that score, 56 points to 17, and that really has been a scoreline which Derry have been coming away with most games this year.